So, once there lived in the city of Prague a man named Isaac, the son of Jekyll. Now, in that time, that's how people were known, by their father's name instead of their own last name. He was Isaac, the son of Jekyll. So if you have a name like Johnson or Richardson or something like that, that's how that name came about. That told who your father was. So Isaac was a poor man. He and his wife and their baby lived in a tiny house in great poverty. And he always wished that he were rich. Don't you wish that you were rich? Sometimes you think about that. Yeah. Well, one night, Isaac had a dream, and it told him how to become rich. And he thought, well, that's just silly. That's just a dream. But then he had the dream again. And when he had the dream the third time, he woke up in the middle of the night and he said, I can't ignore this. I have to do what the dream said. The dream told him that he needed to go to the city of Prague, which was a very far distance from Krakow, where he lived. And it said that he had to find the king's palace, and there was a bridge leading to the palace, and if he were to dig underneath the bridge, he would find a great treasure. So even though it was the middle of the night, Isaac got out of bed and he got dressed and he got his shovel and he woke up his wife and he told her that he had to go away for a while, but when he came back, he would be a rich man. So he kissed his wife and the baby and he set off for Prague. And it was a very long walk. It was more than a day's walk to get there. Well, immediately he saw the king's palace, and he saw the bridge leading over the river that separated the palace from the rest of the city. But the problem was that the bridge was guarded by the king's soldiers. So he couldn't just go down there and start digging under the bridge. He started walking around to figure out how he was going to do this without being noticed or being questioned or getting into any kind of trouble. He wandered around for a long time, and he couldn't figure out what to do. So he went back into the city, looking for something to eat and a place to sleep. The next day, he went back to the bridge, and unfortunately, it was still being guarded by the king's soldiers. So he wandered around for a while, trying to figure out how to get down there to dig for the treasure, but he couldn't think of anything. And so he went back into the city. He probably slept in a doorway that night or in an alley. And the third day he went back and he started wandering around the bridge trying to figure out how to get down there to dig for the treasure, when one of the guards came down and asked him if he was looking for something or if he was waiting for someone. He seemed very kind, so Isaac decided to tell him about his dream. Well, when the story was finished, the guard threw back his head and he laughed at Isaac and he said, really? You came all the way here from Krakow because of a dream? That is so silly. Why, if we did everything that dreams told us to do, we'd never get anything done. Now listen, one time I had a dream, the guard says. I had a dream that told me to go to Krakow and find a man named Isaac, the son of Jekyll. And if I were to dig under his hearth, I would find a treasure. Now, can you imagine how many people in Krakow are named Isaac and how many Jekylls there are? I'd be banging on hundreds of doors and digging up hundreds of hearths to try to find this treasure. That's the silliest thing I ever heard. Go home. Well, Isaac turned around and he practically ran all the way back to Krakow because, being the son of Jekyll, he figured that the treasure was under his own hearth. When he got home, he threw open the door and there was his wife sitting on the hearth nursing their son. And he said, the treasure is here. And she said, I know. He said, get up. I have to dig under the hearth. So she got up and she moved her chair and he took his shovel and he started prying up the stones, and wouldn't you know it, there was a treasure. And what do you think it was?
Some gold.
Maybe it was gold. Anybody else have an idea what the treasure was?
Money.
Money. Mm-hmm. Sasha, what do you think? Rubies. Those are all pretty nice treasures, huh? Do you have another idea? Emeralds. Hmm. I'd be pretty excited if I found any of those under my hearth. I would suggest that maybe what was under that stone was a mirror. So when Isaac and his wife looked down, what did they see?
Themselves, because they're the treasure. They're special.
Themselves, they are the special treasure. They're a family. That, maybe that was it. Isaac knew that his treasure was right there in his own home. So that's the story of Isaac, the son of Jacob. And